Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. Judy Ballant is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Judy is president of an organization called Moli. Moli.com, M-O-L-I. And she calls it a next generation social media, social commerce site. I like that term. Now, that's something you haven't heard a lot lately, folks, a social commerce site. And I think I like that better than the social networking thing. And she's our new friend, Judy Ballant. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much.
Now, where did you get a name like Moli? M-O-L-I.
Well, it's actually a little bit of a story. Our founder and CEO, Dr. Christos Katsakis, actually had the idea of digital financial media when we were all working together back at E-Trade Financial a number of years ago. And unfortunately, broadband penetration back then wasn't wide enough to really make it a reality, so he kind of shelved it for a little while. And when he left E-Trade and decided to resurrect the concept, you know, he was originally calling the company Money and Living, you know, but decided it was much broader than just financial services. So he took the M-O from money and the L-I from living, and it became Moli.com.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up, Judy. I've seen the name before, and I thought it's got to be an acronym for something. So Money and Living. All right. We got that straight. Now, I don't think I've ever heard anybody use the term, and I've been paying attention here as I've done my show for more than 10 years. Judy, I don't think I've ever heard the term social commerce site.
You know, I'm not surprised, Jim, because it's kind of a new term that's just starting to become popular, really.
I like it, though.
Yeah, I think it says a lot more than it used to. You know, social networking in and of itself doesn't mean a lot, especially for businesses. But what social commerce refers to is really taking applications, online commerce applications, and putting them in a social networking environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that really makes it a lot more powerful, especially for small businesses, you know, because what it allows, you know, the big challenge for a small business, and you probably hear this a lot from your own listeners, is, you know, even if they can afford to get a website up, and it can cost them anywhere from, you know, $30 on the low end, you know, to several thousand dollars. Right, exactly. The real challenge is once they get that up and running, how do they build audience? You know, how do they actually market themselves online? That's where the real challenge comes in, both in terms of time and in terms of money. So, you know, the concept is if you take that small business website and put it within a social network that is building the right kind of audience, not just any audience, of course, but the right kind of audience, then it really benefits everyone, especially those small businesses who sit within that social networking community.
Well, you know, there are quite a few players across the social networking landscape out there. They're, you know, the ones that everybody knows about, Facebook, and what's the other one?
MySpace, LinkedIn, being
a senior member of the baby boomers generation, Judy, I'm not as hip on some of the stuff that the young people are, but you have those, and you've got LinkedIn. We spent some time with the folks at LinkedIn last week in Las Vegas at a conference where we were. My company and their company were both there presenting to an audience of companies who are interested in small businesses. And so you've got that group, and they consider themselves to be a business networking type of thing, but they never use the word social commerce. I don't think I ever heard that term the whole time I was there last week.
And that's there's a deliberate reason for that, and certainly LinkedIn is an excellent company. You know, there's no question there. But, you know, their form of social networking is really to put people who are interested in changing jobs together,
right.
You know, with people who are recruiters and looking for those types of skill sets and talents. It's a way of really business networking.
Almost everybody, almost everybody who's asked me to join their LinkedIn page were people who were transitioning in jobs.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you know, what social commerce refers to and what Moli is doing is really sort of the next generation of what's happening with social technology and social networking. And one of the important things that we are bringing to the marketplace is really the ability for small businesses and individual users to control their privacy. And that is the single biggest issue we believe that people are facing with this technology, especially as it's being adopted by the more maturing audience, such as ourselves.
Such as me. Well, here, and see, I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is a huge issue for me. Sometimes I get the feeling that our young people, the very youngest folks, you know, the teens and the early 20s, they have no, you know, you know when you're a child or when you're young, you have no fear because you think you're going to live forever, and you don't realize that all the dangerous things out there. When you get older, you realize there's a lot of things that go bump in the night out there. And I think that our younger generations don't have as healthy a concern for privacy as they ought to have. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a very real issue that you raise, and certainly from what we see, you know, on sites like MySpace, which certainly built the category to begin with, or even Facebook, is that young people are very willing to let it all hang out, you know.
Yeah.
But the reality is, as you point out, as we mature, we get a little bit wiser, you know, and by the time we get to be about 30, our lives are very different. You know, we're having families, we're getting married.
I remember being 30.
Yeah, so do I. It was a while ago.
But the thing is I actually went to one of these networking sites. I won't say which one. And I decided that I was going to, you know, see what was going on. And just to sign up for one of these things, they were asking me a lot of questions about myself. And I didn't feel comfortable giving them that information before I knew what was going to happen to it. And I stopped the process. I didn't continue the process.
I understand.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk to Judy Ballant a little bit more about this social networking landscape and how Moli.com is different. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and all the different ways you can listen to the show, all the different options that you have, including podcasting if you want. You can stream or podcast, and you can also check out our blog there, which we update every weekday. You can check out our newsletter, which we send you every week by email on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead, and all the other things that are there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. That's where you get small business answers right now. Ask your questions and we'll give you answers right there on the spot. And no barrier to entry for either one of our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Judy Ballant is our guest. She's president of Moli, MOLI.com, which is a social commerce site for small business owners, right, Judy?
Yeah, exactly. For small businesses and also for enterprising individuals, but they have to be above the age of 18, Jim, because we
okay.
do membership.
It's not a dating site, is it?
No, it's not a dating site. It's not a teenager site. It really is a site where you're supposed to be able to get business done.
Yeah.
You know, so one of the things we offer to businesses is the ability to create a free website where they can control their privacy. So we have the ability to have multiple profiles in one account, which no other social network site lets you do. And more importantly, permission each of those profiles in three different ways so you can decide who gets to see the information that you put there.
This is the privacy thing.
That's right. And what that lets small businesses do is to use one account where they can have one profile page as an extranet where they market their goods and their products and services. And a second profile page, they can actually make that private or hidden and communicate with their employees or with their vendors or with their key customers. You know, and nobody knows that's going on because it's done completely in privacy. So very easy, very powerful. And then the third really important thing, which is really the commerce aspect, is small businesses can create an online store with a multimedia catalog, an integrated shopping cart, you know, choose between PayPal.
With e-commerce capability, yeah.
Exactly. And they don't have to do any programming, Jim. That's the way cool part about it. And they can put this up in like 20, 30 minutes at
max. So for example, if somebody is trying to break in as a consultant, they're trying to offer consulting services, maybe they're really early in the stages of their development of their profession, and they don't have a book yet, but maybe they've got an ebook.
Exactly.
They want to sell for $5 or $8 or whatever, or something like that, just to get their ideas out there and let people see what they have on their mind and whether they have anything that's worthy of a further look.
Absolutely, Jim. You're exactly right. That's one of the things you can do. And, you know, the beauty of this Moli store that you can create is, first of all, you know, that it's so simple to do, and the multimedia catalog lets you do videos or photos or text.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, it only costs members $3.99 a month. So we don't take a piece of the transaction. So for less than $40 a year, you have a fully functioning e-commerce online capability.
All right. Now, Judy, I know a little bit about putting technology online.
Right.
I write the checks for these things around here myself. Well, let me put it this way. I don't write the checks, but I sign them. I pay for it. And so I know it costs more than $3, $4 a month to do this, even if you got all the multiples that you probably have. What's your business model? Is it ad based? Is there any ad?
You're right, Jim. You know, part of the way that we are able to provide these services at such a reasonable cost to members is that we are advertising based.
Right.
However, you know, we do give members the choice to purchase an advertising free experience. So if you don't want ads, you don't have to have them, but it'll cost you $2.49 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, again, is not going to break the bank.
Nope.
You know, and what we're building right now is the ability for small businesses to change the ads on their profile pages with their own advertising,
you know,
so that they can promote themselves even more. But, you know, another really cool feature that we're offering, which no one else does as far as I know, is we actually let small businesses search engine optimize their individual profile
pages.
This
is a big deal right here.
It's a big deal. You're right. And in fact, we've had members tell us, you know, that they've had more success putting their website on Moli in terms of search engine optimization. They got more hits from the search engines finding them on Moli than they did with their standalone site.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing that I'm excited about, obviously we think your site is worthy of our time because of what you're doing. I want to congratulate you for the groundbreaking work that you're making with social commerce. I like that term. But the other thing is I like what's happening about this because this is bringing people together all over the world. In my opinion, Judy, the things that you're doing is bringing people together all over the world. And Judy, I believe, and I don't want to get too dramatic with you here, but I believe that the work that you're doing and others are doing is one of the things that's going to create a peace dividend over the next century. You know what? When we connect online, it's hard to hate people in another country, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's Moli, MOLI.com, right?
Exactly.
Let's check it out when you get a chance, folks. Thanks, Judy. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a guarded face.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.